Okay, Gemara told the story that there was a story, the last thing we're learning about Shmuel HaKatan. Then Gamliel told the guys to get ready, seven people, and the Pearl 8 came up to make Iber year, to make a leap year. 8 came up, and then Gamliel said, whoever doesn't belong, get out, Shmuel HaKatan, get up and left. Mm-hmm. Not because he was not the designated one, but he didn't want to embarrass the other guy. Okay, then the Gemara tells the story, Kihoda v'Yosef, okay, Yud Aleph, Amid Aleph, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines in the top of the page, or 11A1, second column. Gavi Yosef, Rabbi V'Kadodish, Rabbi was once in the yeshiva making a teaching, Torah, and he smelled the odor of garlic. Somebody ate garlic for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Amar Misha Achol Shum Yetzei. Rabbi said he couldn't handle the smell anymore. He said, whoever ate garlic, get out. Amar Rabchiyah v'yotza. Rabchiyah got up and left. Amdu Kulam v'yotza. When they saw Rabchiyah got up, all the students left. B'shachar matzah Rab Shimon b'Rabbi l'Rabbi, Rabchiyah. The next morning, Rab Shimon, who was Rabbi's son, said to Rabchiyah, Amar Lehi said to him, Atu shisi out alav, you're the one that irritated my father with your bad breath. Amalei said to him, this should never happen. It wasn't me. It was somebody else, but I took the blame. Okay? Obviously, the story is much deeper than what it sounds. Than it sounds. Okay. The guy had bad breath. Okay, you know, and it's, so he told him to get out, and everybody left. I mean, it's not...
It's more than what it said before, just so it doesn't be get embarrassed, the person that would have eaten it. I mean, is it deeper than that?
Rabchiyah understood that if he leaves, everybody's going to leave, and therefore nobody's going to get embarrassed. Because nobody will still know who the culprit is. So the next day, Rabbi's son says to him, look, you were the one that hurt my father with your bad breath. He said, Chas Shalom.
Is this shaft to the Shmuel HaKatan story?
One minute. So the Gemara says, Rabchiyah Mehechel Gamalei. Where did Rabchiyah learn to do this? In other words, to take the blame for something you didn't do, not to embarrass somebody else. The Gemara is going to, Yud Aleph, about 15, 20 lines in the top. The Gemara is going to go through a bunch of, this is disturbing. The Gemara is going to say each one who we learned this lesson from. Who did Rabchiyah learn? From Rab Meir. Listen to this. The Tanya says in the Braise, there's a story with one woman. She came to Rab Meir's Beis Medrash and she said, Rabbi, one of your students did Kedusha with me with Bia. But relations, intimacy. And therefore, I want him to give me a get. Because she didn't know who it was. One of the mayor's students did Kedusha with this lady with Bia. Yeah? And I don't know who it is. And I want a get from him. Ahmed Rameh got up because it looked as Kriyat Kris. Rameh divorced her. Amdu So when everybody saw that Meir did it, obviously the Meir was innocent. They all got up and wrote the get. So what did that Meir do? The Meir did what he did, that the culprit shouldn't be embarrassed. It would have been embarrassment to do Kedushin that way, the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says, where did that Meir learn this from? To do like that? He learned it from Shmuel HaKatan, from the story. In other words, everybody learned it from a previous generation. Rabchiyah learned it from Rab Meir. There's one lesson over here. Take the blame for something you didn't do, just not to embarrass other people. Yeah? So Rabchiyah did it, he learned it from Rab Meir. Rab Meir did it, because he learned it from Shmuel HaKatan. Now the Gemara is going to ask, where did Shmuel HaKatan learn it from? Where did he learn it from to do such a behavior?
But where did she know? She didn't know who she had Bia with?
No.
How is that possible?
They all look the same. You all have black hats and beards. She didn't know.
Then Rab Meir comes and says, yeah, it was me.
It says either she came and said, let him marry me, or let him divorce me, but I don't want to be stuck now.
Oh, because the Bia would not...
The Bia was the Shem Kedushin.
Oh, it was not Lashem Kedushin.
It was Lashem Kedushin.
So if it's a, what does she need to get married again? She's already married.
No, she's not. Kedushin is not enough. You need...
Midoraita.
No, it's not. You need Nisuyin. So the Gemara says, where did he learn from? Shmuel HaKotten. Shmuel HaKotten, Heichen Gamalei. Where did Shmuel HaKotten learn this from? So the Gemara says, Mishachni ben Yechiel. From the story of Shachni ben Yechiel. What's the story? Vayan Shachni ben Yechiel mene Elam v'yem ele Ezra. He said to Ezra, Anach v'mal nebelekenu. We transgressed against Hashem. V'neish of Nashim Nochrius. And we taken gushiksis. Me'ami arets, v'ata yeshmik v'liyud l'Yisrael azeis. What is their hope for doing this? Okay? He asked, what can we do over here? Now, he says like this, in the days of Ezra, when Ezra went up to build the second mikveh, we learned this in Kedushin, by the way, not this particular thing, but when Ezra brought the Jews back to Eretz Yisrael to build the second mikveh, a lot of Jews were intermarried. You're intermarried. And Ezra said, get rid of the shiksas. You're not going back to build the mikveh with the shiksas. So this guy, Shechaniah ben Yechiel, who was a holy person, he was innocent. He didn't marry a shiksa. But he came to Ezra and said, okay, we took shiksas, what can we do about it? Tell us what to do. In other words, he took part of the blame, even though he really didn't do it. So the Gemara says, where did he learn it from? To take the blame. So he says, from Yeshua. Why? Get up. He says, why arise? Why do you lay down? The Eden have sinned. Okay? So Hashem screamed at the entire nation. He said, who sinned? Why are you angry? In other words, the story is like this. Somebody sinned. Hashem told Yeshua, I'm angry at everybody. So Yeshua said to Hashem, you don't know who sinned? I mean, why are you screaming at everybody? Scream at the guy that sinned. You know who did it. So Amalei, so Hashem said to him, am I a talebearer? Am I a snitcher? I have to guide all this. Go cast lots to identify the sinner. So what do we see? Hashem included everybody not to embarrass the sinner. Very high level, right? Some people said, one second, Mimesha learned it out from Mesha, okay? Because Hashem said to Mesha, Admas ad ono meyantim. How, until when will you all refuse to keep my mitzvahs? And Mesha Rabbeinu obviously kept mitzvahs, but Hashem included everybody, Mesha Rabbeinu, not to embarrass the sinner. In other words, like this. The problem with doing this, I mean, it's a very nice thing. But there's a pasuk that says the Yisim Nekiyim Hashem Yisrael. A person is not allowed to do things that people will suspect him of doing wrong, even though he didn't. Suppose the Yisim Nekiyim, you got to be clean. May Hashem from God. Suppose the Chumash, Umi Yisrael from the Jews. For instance, when the Kohen went into the treasure chambers to take out money, the Gemara said he went in long coats without pockets. Why? Because people would say, you know, the Jews, people would say, the guy stole some bucks from the Beis HaMikdash. So to make sure that nobody can suspect him of doing something wrong, the din was, he had to wear long garment without pockets. So the Gemara says, where do we learn this out from? From that pasuk, v'yisim nekiyim Hashem Yisrael. So l'cheira, here we're finding a case that people did things that they should be suspected innocently, just to save the shame of somebody else. So we need a source for it. Because Rochayri, you're causing yourself to be suspect of something that you shouldn't be suspect. So the Gemara said, where do you learn it out from? So the Gemara said, Rochayri learned it from Rameir, Rameir learned from Shmuel HaKotten, Shmuel HaKotten learned from this guy, Shechaniah ben Yechiel. He learned it out either from Yeshua, Meshe Rabbeinu, that we do things not to embarrass the particular sinner. And even if it means accepting the blame.
Even if, what if the sinners are known, so that's a different situation. If the sinner is known and he does it the farhesia in public, then...
Let me ask you a question. In class, listen carefully, there's always a troublemaker. Yeah? 95% of the time, when trouble happens in class, that kid did it. Correct? But there's 5% that the kid doesn't do it, somebody else did it. Yeah? Is it wrong for the teacher? Anytime something, that kid did it. It's not right. Right? You can't always blame it, because 90% of the time the kid's a troublemaker to say he's a troublemaker. It's not right. It's not fair.
Even the Chumash, Hashem doesn't say the entire nation. Hashem says,
the nation. You, the Jews. No, the person, Ma'amtim is the Jews at large. Okay.
So what is the contradiction? How do we resolve?
No, so the Gemara says, but if you're doing it, in other words, normally you're not allowed to do things that to become suspected. But if you're doing it that somebody else shouldn't get the blame, you're allowed to do it. That's what that's the din the Gemara is teaching us.
Even though he's doing wrong?
He didn't do anything wrong.
He's getting blamed for
it. He's getting blamed.
No, the other person has done something wrong.
But you don't do pikuach nefesh. It's better not to embarrass somebody. It's better to get killed than embarrass somebody. Okay. Tuan Rabban, this Gemara is also at the end of a Saita. Tuan Rabban, Shemesun Nevi'im Achareinim, Chag Yischai Malachi. When the last prophets died, who was Chag Yischai Malachi, Nistaka Ruach HaKedish Mi Yisro. Ruach HaKedish left from the Yidden. Okay? Afo became old, nevertheless, they're mishtamchim bebaskil. They used the baskil. Okay? In other words, there was Nevuah, there was Ruach HaKedish, and then they became baskil. Baskil means the daughter of the voice, which means they didn't hear the voice itself. It's obviously different levels of prophecy, you know? So there's real Nevuah that the Nevi'im had. Then they had Ruach HaKedish. And then when they died, Ruach HaKedish also stopped because the Jews were on a much lower level and they had Baskel. So the Gemara says, Pamachas, one time, the people with the tzaddikim, the chacham were sitting in the attic of Beis Guria in Yerichi. A voice came out from heaven. Okay? And he said, the voice from heaven said, Yesh kan echod, there's a person in your mix that has the greatness of having the Shechina resting on them like Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's the problem is the generation is not fitting it. So they say, so the Chomu started looking, who is it? The Chomu said, who's that voice for? It means Hillel. Hillel was in the group. Shemais, when Hillel died, Amrul, they said about him, Hey Chosid, Hillel was a Chosid, the Feirish Gemara. You see? He was a Chosid, Hey Anav, Talmid Shelezer, disciple of Ezra. So the Gemara obviously understood that it was the story of Hillel. Shuv Pamachas, a later time, he says, Hoy Mesubim Aliyah Beyavna, they were sitting, the Bezna was sitting in an attic in Yavna doing, you know, things. Nasalay and Baskum and the Shemayim and Baskum came out from heaven and said, Yesh kanecha shiroi shetishlo of Shechina, there's a person that's fit, that the Shechina should rest upon him, ala shendere zakir lakach, but the generation is not fit for it. Nasto chachama sinem b'shmul ha-kotten. This is the Shmul ha-kotten from before. Shemais and Shmul ha-kotten died, they said, Hei chosid, hei onav, tamidah shel Hillel. It's interesting, he's really a Talmud of Rabbi Gamliel, but going back a little bit, because he acted like Hillel, right? Hillel was the one that was fit to have the Shechina, and so was Shmuel HaKotten. Afu Amr B'Shas Misasi. Okay? He said, and Shmuel HaKotten even showed that he deserved that prophecy, because when he was dying, he said like this, Shimon V'Yishmol L'Charba, Shimon, Reb Shimon Gamliel, and Reb Yishmol Kohen Gadol are going to get killed by a sword, the Chavroi Luktola and the rest of the Chachom are going to be killed by different means. There's different types of deaths. Ushar Amal Abiza and the rest of the nation is going to become despoiled. V'Akan Sagiyan and terrible tragedies, Asidin Lameisa Lama are going to come into the world. Meaning, he's referring it to the 10 martyrs that were killed at the time of Chud Meis HaMikdash. What was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? You know, we say it in Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av and the... So what was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? What was, what you call it? Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Kiva. So Shmuel HaKotan, before it happened, said that these things are going to happen. He said, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is going to get killed by a sword. Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol is going to get killed by a sword. The rest of the Chacham are going to get killed different ways. Like Rabbi Kiva, they ripped off his skin. I mean, you know, the whole various deaths. That's what he's saying. So he proved the point that he was the one that was fit for Nevuah.
Because he didn't buy somebody else.
So here at the bottom, he says, I mean, I have this from the Meir, but he says, Shmuel HaKotan did not prophesy during his life because the generation did not marry hearing prophecies from him. Like the Gemara just said. He was given the power of prophecy as he was dying to show his greatness. Although it's very difficult for individuals to reach the state of happiness necessary for prophecy during that generation, there were rare individuals, such as Shmuel HaKotan, that was able, because the Rambam says, and the Gemara says really, that Nevuah is only Sheira Mitech Simcha. You can only get prophecy if you have Simcha. Because if you're in your limitations, you can't get the unlimited Kedusha. So Simcha breaks barriers. So the Gemara says, even though, the Me'idi says, that even though L'chaira, in order to get Nevuah, you need to be B'Simcha, and that was the generation of the Churban, Shmuel HaKotan prophesied Mamish for his generation right before he died. So now he reached that level that even without Simcha he was able to get prophecy.
Chacham is higher than a Navi.
The Gemara says Chacham is Navi.
Doesn't humility bring to Simcha, or isn't?
Well, one second. Just the Tesis over here, the top Tesis. You see top left Tesis. There's a Baskel. What does Baskel mean? Why is it called like? They didn't hear a voice. They heard the daughter of the voice. Well, what does that mean? What is it? Shlo yishamim kela yetsim in hashemayim. They didn't hear directly the voice from heaven. Elamitech esek kol yetsik kelacher. Like he says, sometimes a person makab b'kayach. Sometimes you can hit something loud, and you hear an echo coming from the distance, and therefore it's called baskel. Jesus just explained why it's called Baskel, the daughter of a curl. You know, so he said because it's like an echo of the voice, it's not the original voice.
So one mind of Kamino, if the prophecy he said it's going to be like that.
What's relevant for us?
No, even back then they could have avoided it. As he's about to die, he says this. Then.
One of the fundamental differences in the different approaches of the Hasidic world and the non-Hasidic world, the Hasidic world maintains that there are tzaddikim today like the earlier generations. It's just a difference in the generation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the other people can say, no, it can't be such a tzaddik like earlier generations. Here the Gemara is showing that there are people that are able to be tzaddikim on that level, even though the generation is not fit for it. That doesn't take away from the greatness of the tzaddik. It says about Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, the Rebbe brings on in the Yud Shvat Sicha, right after the previous Rebbe passed away. The Rebbe says in his brought them out, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, yeah? If he would have been in the days of Amiroim, you would have been one of them. If he would have been in the days of Tanoim, you would have been one of them. If it would have been in the days of Nevi'im, you would have been one of them.
Rabbi Yehuda Chassid
was one of the Bali Tesis. He was in the Middle Ages. He was in the Middle Ages. He wrote Sefer Chassidim. You know, we don't... There's a lot of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid that we do.
Rabbi Mendel Vitebsker said the same thing about the Baal Shem Tov.
The Rabbi brings down the same thing about the Baal Shem Tov and all that.
He says
about the Ravid. The Rebbe brings down about the Ravid, that he feared Ruach HaKedosh by Beis Medrash. The Ravid, the wagers on the Rambam, there was Ruach HaKedosh shining in his Beis Medrash. I'll show you.
Two, two,
That's a lot. That's a lot.
That the Baal Shem Tov could have been one of the others. So it was at the same time of the others who were written called Yisrael Avinu.
Only strike.
No, I'm able to hear that and look where I'm looking for it. Time. Oh gosh, where is this? It's in the Sikha, so.
There are contradictions to what you're saying, Mama.
Like the Moshiach is in every generation, but you know, we are not worthy to have him.
Who's wrong here? It's in the Sikha, so. Okay, I just don't want to waste time. But the Rebbe brings down over there that the Ravid, it says the Hefia Rocha Kedish Beis Medrashay. It says about Rabbi Yudah Chassid that he, if he would be in the time of the Nevi'im, he would also be one of them. So it says, you see from here Lepel that there is a thing that there are Tzaddikim that even though the generation is not fit for it, but they're on that level, like we see in this Gemara.
Well, there's two contradictions. One is said from Moshe to Moshe, there was Enkan per Moshe.
No.
So, I mean, so there was nobody in between that was in such a high level. And we say,
no, the Rebbe says no. That's not the Rebbe. But you said, Rebbe says, Rabbi Kiva, what didn't was great? Moshe, come, Moshe.
That's a Melitza.
No, never explains it was living terrors.
And how about when we say Rishonim, they compared to
Akronim, as a rule,
they were like
not the exceptions. Okay, back to the Gemara. But Yehuda ben Bava, Big Shulaim came. They also wanted to say about the Yehuda ben Bava was again one of the ten martyrs. They wanted to say that the generation was not fit for him, but Emaspina alurugim malchus. But they didn't make eulogies. They didn't make eulogies on the ten people. Because, two things. Number one, as soon as the people died, they buried him right away, that the government shouldn't take him away for ransom. Or, if Pasha was afraid to say how great he was with the Romans controlling the place, they're going to get killed. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. This is all going back, this is Derech Agav about this whole issue with the Ibishana. Now the Gemara is going back to the, what we learned before, that Bezdin sits to make a leap year. Yeah? Talking about Rabban Lut. And Ma'abin is a Shani, you cannot make a leap year. Elan came Yitzah and Nasi. Only if the Nasi, who is the leader of the Jewish people, the head of the Sanhedrin, agreed. Umaisim Ram Gamliel, there's a story Dagu Ram Gamliel. Shahalach Lito the Shus Aitha Shulton Echabasuria. Ram Gamliel was out of town. Where did he go? He went to Syria to get permission about a communal affair from one of the leaders in Syria, so he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael
at the time.
V'shalavi, and he was he got delayed. He didn't come back in time. And they had to make a decision, because the din is, you can only make a leap year while it's still Adar. Once you proclaim Nisan, you cannot make a leap year anymore. And Ram Gamliel came late, so they didn't know what to do, so they did like this. The Ibra Seshana, and the Braise says, they made a leap year, and the condition that Rabbi Gamliel would agree to it.
Well, she reads it, and then she desire.
She means Yerat, he would agree to it. Yeah. Ratza, he wanted it.
He wanted it, desired it. 1 minute.
Ukshabar Rabbi Gamliel, the Amar Ratzaini, when Rabbi Gamliel came and he analyzed the situation, he said, yes, I agree. Nimsa Shanu Mabaris. In other words, what the Gemara is proving from here is that who cares Rabbi Gamliel? The Beis Din was there anyway. Who needs Rabbi Gamliel? So Gemara says you need the approval of the head of the Beis Din, who was the Nasi. And if he didn't agree, what's in the leap year? So now what should they do? So they made the leap year on the condition that Rabbi Gamliel would agree.
They're already in the year and he's coming and he says I don't agree.
Then they would have retroactively went to Nissan. That's what Gemara says, no?
They can do that? Go back to
the... They did it. What do you mean, can they do it?
The whole thing is going to change.
Huh? Because if he didn't agree, it's not happening. Okay, let me just explain Nasi and Abbez in for a second. The big Beis Din was 71. Okay? The head of the Beis Din, was called the Nasi. The second one was called the Abbez Din. These were the two top guys in the Beis Din. The Nasi was number one, the Abbez Din was number two. In fact, in Pirkei Avos, when you have all the doubles, Yeseb ben Yezer, Yeseb ben Yechanan, the first one was the Nasi, second one was the Av Beis Din.
President and Vice President.
Yeah. But of the Beis Din. Okay. Tan Rabban Rabban Lit. Now the Gemara is going to discuss what were the causes for making a leap year? What was the causes for making a leap year? So it says like this, Tan Rabban. You don't make a leap year. Unless it was needed, because of the roads, and because of the bridges were in poor conditions. Meaning like this. Bridges. You'll soon hear. Stay for a while, you'll hear. Winter time, they didn't have like today's construction, right? Okay. So during the winter, when it rained a lot and everything became muddy, so a lot of things got ruined. Now, for Pesach, the Jews had to go up to Yerushalayim. What happens if the road, now if you have a leap year, you have another month to get everything fixed. You have another month to fix the bridges and get the roads back to normal. Because there's no bridges, how could the Eden go to Yerushalayim? They can't cross they need a bridge. So the Gemara says that if they needed an extra month for the sake of fixing the roads and the bridges, they did it. And also, Mipnei Tanurim Pesachim. They needed the ovens to roast the carbon Pesach, yeah? Now again, the ovens got ruined in the winter. They needed time to dry out from all the rain. So these are all causes, and also Mipnei Golius Yisrael Shenekar Mimkemen, because of the Jews from Golus, they needed to travel to Yerushalayim for the Yom Tov, yeah, and they didn't get there yet. Some people traveled a long time, but
how can they do this? Because the whole Seder of
The calendar will get thrown
off. Yeah, that's what God cares about, the Jews. What do you think? I made a calendar for himself or for us?
I understand.
So God says the Jews need to come up to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah? If they don't have roads, they don't have bridges, they don't have ovens to roast the Korban Pesach, they don't have the ability to make it there in time, we're going to add another, we're going to give you another Obamacare, another month.
2 years in a row they can do that? That's the question.
We're going to see later in the Gemara.
So the Pesach is going to fall into Kais.
No, it's not, because they don't do it.
It's not going to go into Kais. It's a month.
But it's not going to be at the proper...
Spring is not 1 week. Spring break is 1 week.
But if the next year they don't have a Tanur, so they...
Well, we'll see in the Gemara how often you can do it. Obviously, they didn't do it 10 years in a row, but they didn't need to do it 10 years in a row. Because sometimes it's... Like this year, like we see, Abdul, Hanukkah and Thanksgiving are the same day. Yeah? That rarely happens. Thanksgiving is usually 2 weeks before Hanukkah, or 3 weeks before. So this year happens to be very early. Even though, usually, Rosh Hashanah, if anything, is at the end of September. And in October is Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Yeah? This year, the whole Tishrei was in September.
Right.
Okay, so it's a month. So this year, for sure, they would make a leap year. I mean, even according to the calendar, it's like that anyway. What?
Based on this, you know, when we delay the same bracha or Tal Matar, because we're waiting for the people from the diaspora to go back.
No.
Yeah, well,
it's not the reason. Because that's when Bavel needs rain. No.
Because we don't want the rain season to start, so they can have enough time to go back.
It's the number of days from...
In Bavel, they didn't rain until 60 days after the Kufis Tishrei.
They didn't have global warming either.
Okay, Tan Rabban. Oh, but... Leimimnei Sheleg, not because of snow, but Leimimnei Atzina, not because of cold. In other words... That didn't stop people from traveling. What stopped people from traveling is no roads and no bridges. They weren't spoiled like, you know, if it, two drops come down, there's no shul for 3 weeks because you might get the... Yeah. Tan Rabban, Rabban learned. Oh, I'm sorry. V'lei mipnei golis Yisrael shalakim u'kayman. And not for the Jews that didn't leave yet. In other words... If the Jews already left, Akrum and Kaimam, they are on the way, and they didn't get it, you need another month, then they would make a leap year. But Jews that didn't leave yet, for them, they're not going to make a leap year. Because they didn't even leave yet. Tell the Rabban, Rabban alert. The Gemara is just going through a bunch of braises that when you make a leap year, and why. Tell the Rabban, Eim Rabban Seshono, you can't make a leap year, not because of the young goats, not because of the young sheep. Okay, what was this about? Now, you need to take a lamb or a goat less than a year old for Korban Pesach, yeah? Right? Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. When the people, we say in the evening, Pesach in the Dechel Elul of Nuyev, the Pesach was only eaten for the people, you had to be counted in it. Right? When you shechted it, you had to know exactly who's part of it. So the din is that what they used to do is they used to want to get big fat goats or lambs, and then they can have a lot of people as part of their family Korban Pesach. So now, if their animals, they have to be less than a year old for Korban Pesach. Now, in that year, every month counts the size of the animal. So if you make a leap, then we'll have fatter animals to be able to have a better Korban Pesach. So the Gemara said, for that you don't make a leap year.
To have
fatter animals. That's what he says. Lei mipnei agdiim, not because of the young goats, not because of the sheep, but lei mipnei agazolos shel pirchu, and not because of the young doves that didn't fly yet. And again, you have bnei yoina, bnei tor, they're acceptable only when they're young, and there was a short of a mature ones, whatever. So in order to get more, they would make a you can't make a leap year. But eisin sad l'shanim, you can use it as an additional reason. In other words, if there's other reasons why you should make a leap year, this would help to it. But you don't make a leap year for these three things. Keita, what does this mean? Rabbi Yani Yom Shimon Shimon Gamliel, Meidon and Nachman Luchin. This is what they would say. They would inform you. Gezlaya rakikin v'imran the arkin. The doves are tender. The lambs are thin. V'zimna daviva limata. The time for grain has ripened. Has not come to arrive yet, so they don't have what to eat. V'shapir smilsa banati. Therefore, in my opinion, is based to extend the year. And I would add 30 days to this year. Meaning, they were used as additional reasons, not actual reasons, but additional side reasons. Because Shimon Gamliel said, I see that in addition to the other reasons we have, I see there's not enough food for them and they're not mature enough, and therefore we need to make a leap year for another 30 days.
What were the major reasons? The roads?
The Gemara says the bridges, the roads, and the ovens were not ready.
But really, the official reason to make a Shana Mevaris is only so that Pesach falls in spring.
Yeah.
That's really
but again,
the only official
spring
reason.
Spring is a big time. Spring is a quarter of the year.
But now we're adding other reasons that I guess they used to do this. They used to have more reasons to make
They needed because
extend.
Spring could be for 3 months. Spring, there's four seasons in a year. Each one is 3 months.
Right.
No.
And if that year the spring was too rainy or whatever, they would postpone it.
Not the spring, the winter.
The winter was too rainy.
Yeah, but it could still be technically spring.
Mm.
And they would have to not make a leap year,
this
make a leap year.
Something they did in the past. They don't. They,
yeah, this is what they did. This is the best to figure
so
it out.
So 3 years in a row, they, in a sense, they can make a leap year.
Love that. Okay, so he says, what did he add? 30 days. Now the question is, that means a leap year is 30 days or 29 days? The extra month.
Mm-hmm.
So he says 30 days, yeah? So Gemara says, Mace, I'll ask you a question. Kami, Ibrishono, how many days in the extra month? Shleishim Yem. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Chedish. 29 days. I, Reb Shimon Gamliel, just said 30 days. Shimon Gamliel just said in that statement, therefore I'm adding 30 days to the year.
Chodesh means 29?
Yeah, well, the first opinion says 30. So what does Chodesh mean? 29. Okay, that's what the Mefarshim explained. Amar Papa, Ratzu Chodesh, Ratzu Shlei Shemim. The Shimon Gamliel just meant to say, if they want, they can add 30, if they want, they can add 29. Meaning like this. The first opinion says, 30. It has to be 30, not less. The Shimon Gamliel says, no, you can even make it 29. But he's not saying Dafka 29. The Shimon Gamliel says, sometimes 29, sometimes 30. The Pearl, La Halacha today, our calendar, the leap year, because Nissan only has one day Rosh Chodesh. Always. So even if there's a leap year, it's only 29 days in the new month, not in the second Adar, not 30.
But this is very fundamental, Rabbi. It means that the Chachamim bent even the calendar for the Eden to be able to serve Hashem easier.
Yeah, I told you, this whole world was created for us.
It's very fundamental.
Anyway, that we didn't have set calendar at that time. Right,
right, this is all Bezdin. That's what the Mishnah says. To make a leap year, how many people in the Bezdin then make a leap month? Which month, 29, 30? Best and figure it out.
Could they just make it 15 days?
A month?
Yeah.
No.
Because of the moon itself, or why?
Because a month is 29 to 30.
I know, but the leap year, can they adjust it so it falls where they want it to fall? Why should we have one every 7 years, and when every year...
7 years.
Oh, I mean, leap year, how many years do we have?
7 and 19.
Okay. I'm saying, can they play around with the days so
no.
things fall in the proper place?
No, it's either 29 days or 30 days, but a month. There's no year in Yiddishkeit.
So that's what I'm saying.
What but it's month. A month is 29 and a half days. You can't make a Chedesh in the middle of the day.
Not in the middle. I'm in the middle of the...
No, I'm saying a month is 29 and a half days.
This wouldn't be more than 79.
For circular to go around,
what?
It takes 29 days anyway.
Well, it's not dependent.
It would not be more than 79.
I don't know, Lav Dafka. The mushroom.
Rabbi, again, what's the difference?
One second. The Rebbe asked, there's a machlekes between Bavel and Yerushalmi. Similarly, but the Rebbe learns not a machlekes. The Gemara says, David meis batzeres. David died in Shavuos. But don't forget, then was only one day Shavuos. Okay? in Eretz Yisrael, one day Shavuos. One Gemara says David HaMelech died in Shavuos, and Yushalmi says David HaMelech died on Shabbos. Maybe the opposite, I don't remember which one. Okay, and now according to our calendar, Shabbos can never be Shavuos. I mean, Shavuos can never fall on Shabbos. So some people write, it's a machlokes between Bava and Yushalmi, if he died on Shavuos or Shabbos. But Shabbos can be Shavuos, I mean, Shavuos can be Shabbos. And the Rebbe learns, it's Bava Meisen. Is it time to have Mekadosh Shopi Ariya? No. So it can fall out on Shabbos too.
The original Matan Torah was on Shabbos.
Well, the original Rosh Hashanah is Friday. According to our calendar, it can never be Friday. It's two things. It's interesting. The original Rosh Hashanah was Friday. The first day of Rosh Hashanah, Leil Adurosh, can never fall out on Friday. The original Matan Torah was Shabbos. According to our calendar, it can never be Shabbos.
Because it's easier for us.
No, I'm not easier.
Okay.
Let's do it, Yom Kippur too.
It could happen.
Yeah. When they did it, Al Piyariya, so everything can happen. Wasn't the set time like a calendar.
What's the difference between Shana Mu'ubaret and Leap Year?
One's Hebrew, one's English.
And what was that you said about Shana? There is a...
No, there's a leap month. Some months have 29 days, some months have 30 days. If it's a 30-day month, it's called a leap month.
What's the thing that between the once every 2 or 3 years and the one that you just mentioned, one every 7th or 19th?
No. Our calendar is set up in a 19-year cycle.
Okay.
If it goes into a 19-year cycle. In this 19-year cycle that Rambam writes, there is 7 leap years and 12 non-leap years.
Right.
And the Rambam writes exactly. Remember, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kiddush Shacharis. The Rambam writes exactly what year of the. That's where our calendar is established. It's not.
And it's based on Rambam's.
No, the Rambam's not the Gemara. The Rambam brings it down. In
Well, we need Mashiach
soon,
Rabbeinu.
Why?
Because the distance between Earth and Sun is changing.
And that's the only reason you need Mashiach.
No, because we need a new in the calendar. Eventually, the number of hours in a year, is
going to... Oh, I just want to know, is that the only reason you need Mashiach?
That would be a good reason.
In how many million years that's going to happen?
No, I mean...
It's like if you drink diet soda 80 gallons a day for 70,000 years, you might get cancer. That's the same thing. Okay.
I think 2 seconds.